guys your apron. You got your apron on. Keep your apron on.
Yes.
Martha Patton moves up and down the tables.
Counter check the weight. Just counter check the weight.
Instructing employees as they transform Gary, Sugar and Peanuts into Kaya to be sealed and sold in local supermarkets. The workers move quickly at her commands. Some are making pepper sauce, while others are putting labels on already packaged products. Despite all this activity, Martha is worried about the growth of her business, Cosil, which she started 2 years ago off Tupou Road in Pinsville.
I'm still trying to get my feet off the ground. In other words, I'm still looking for what it will take me to really say I'm into business. And what I mean is, I need some pooch.
I put it one time.
You put the labels on them already?
Yeah, mother, everything has been labeled.
But I see this one, the label not too straight. Please remove it and put it on it straight.
Like many Liberians, Martha ventured into petty trading with the hope of making it to entrepreneur. But she didn't have the technical know-how and business knowledge to move to that level.
We established the fact that customers are key to our business.
2 years ago, a new training initiative was introduced here. 10,000 women, backed by U.S. banking giant Goldman Sachs and run in Liberia by U.S. nonprofit CHF International. Since then, the program has been teaching women small business owners the tools for doing good business, such as bookkeeping, writing a business plan, and customer service.
Customer can relate to you well when they feel that you're somebody who they can trust. You don't fail on promises.
Okay. Trust.
50-year-old Martha comes to school every morning here at Monrovia Scottington University Graduate School.
And so I think that idea of trust building is very much important when it comes to business.
In the current class of about 34 business women, she's the only one involved in agriculture. She processes and preserves food, a trade that's time-intensive and completely new to the market. Martha says many call her products wonderful, but building a customer base is difficult.
This is a wonderful, you know, idea. Oh, my letter has circulated from office to office. Written proposal, taking my sample of my products to places, and sometimes the comments is like, in a week's time or a month's time or 2 months' time, you will get some help. And we never get it.
Getting help for petty traders is critical to a business's survival. Yet access to loans without collateral is a challenge, says Sam Michel, the former president of the Liberia Business Association.
Microcredit is very, very expensive. It's very expensive because the risks are very high. The petty traders, most of them are first-time borrowers, and there's a high default rate. So, you know, when there's a higher rate of default, there are a higher rate of interest and penalties.
Be careful so that it doesn't be too big, because, you know, we had that problem the last time and we want to correct that.
Further down Tupou Road, clothing designer and recent 10,000 women graduate Geneva Gar inspects her workers sewing at the approved wear fashion house.
I started with my one machine on my porch. There were some periods when business was not booming. Have you finished with the shirt?
Sure, almost, because I just want to press it and join it together.
So these are the sleeves, right?
It's correct.
Yeah, it's nice.
7 years later, her business has grown to 10 full-time employees, creating intricate outfits of Lapa as well as uniforms for schools and petroleum company Total Liberia. 37-year-old Geneva says the reason many of her competitors fail is that they are not focused and disciplined with money.
Some of our colleagues get the loans and don't invest the loan into the business. They get the loan and go and buy flashy cars, build big houses with the loan, and then that way to get the money back is difficult.
Most would-be entrepreneurs in Liberia lack the skills and training needed to succeed in business, says Michelle.
In a developed country, you have these things formalized. The banks and other places providing seminars, how to develop your skills, how to become entrepreneurs. We don't have that here. So the petty trader is really at a loss.
Geneva Kega.
as the lady who has the contract from Total Liberia.
At last month's 10,000 women graduation ceremony, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf acknowledged the importance of small and medium enterprises to the entire economy.
We need business people and entrepreneurs to take the initiative and create the thousands of SMEs that drive growth and build economic security for our people.
But experts say relying on the sheer determination of Liberians like Geneva and Mata is not enough. The government must play a large role too, says Michelle.
Government is doing a lot, but I think it can still do more. We need to bring ideas from abroad and tailor make it for our own situations.
Geneva's designers work at a frenzied pace to produce 72 outfits a week with a retail price of about $50 each. But the current state of Liberia's economy, with about 80% unemployment, makes finding buyers able to afford these designs a challenge.
Because people are struggling, the income level is low, so sometimes I get customers who can't afford to pay what I normally charge, you know, and I have to, like, reduce my price to meet their standard.
You have to weigh them and make sure that they are the size, because you don't want to put on it 6 ounces when it's not 6 ounces.
Why Geneva manages to bring in a profit of $300 to $400 per week, Marta is operating at a loss. She's unable to pay her workers a regular salary and can only give them an occasional stipend. But she hopes all their hard work will soon pay off, just like it did for Geneva.
I'm not deterred. I'm going on because I believe in encouraging myself that, you know, it's going to be better. It's going to be better someday.
What Gary?
Things getting better for Marta's small business will mean jobs for more people. People getting jobs will mean empowerment. And empowerment for more people will mean growth for the economy.
Okay.
For New Narratives, this is TC Bole reporting from DuPont Road.